Things are getting dangerous for Jesus and his friends. John, the one who baptized Jesus, is thrown in jail by Herod Antipas, son of the king who tried to kill Jesus as a baby. But Jesus isn't about to give up on his mission. He's busy making a new kingdom where everyone is welcome. The hungry, the sick, outsiders, children. He calls it the kingdom of heaven. As you listen, see if you can count how many times Jesus uses this phrase.
On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for Herod and his guests. She pleased Herod very much, so he promised with an oath to give her anything she asked for. Her mother told her what to say. So the girl said to Herod, "Give me the head of John the Baptist on a big plate." The king was very upset, but he thought of his promise and his dinner guests. So he told one of his men to give her what she asked for. Herod had John's head cut off in the prison. His head was brought in on a big plate and given to the girl. She then carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. Jesus heard what had happened to John. He wanted to be alone. So he went in a boat to a quiet place. The crowds heard about this. They followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus came ashore, he saw a large crowd. He felt deep concern for them. He healed their sick people. When it was almost evening, the disciples came to him. "There is nothing here," they said. "It is already getting late. Send the crowds away. They can go and buy some food in the villages." Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. Then Jesus directed the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and gave thanks. He broke the loaves into pieces. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. All of them ate and were satisfied. The disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftover pieces. The number of men who ate was about 5,000. Women and children also ate. Right away, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. He had them go on ahead of him to the other side of the lake. Then he sent the crowd away. After he had sent them away, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. The boat was already a long way from land. It was being pounded by the waves because the wind was blowing against it. Early in the morning, Jesus went out to the disciples. He walked on the lake. They saw him walking on the lake and were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Right away, Jesus called out to them, "Be brave. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, is it you?" Peter asked. "If it is, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. So Peter got out of the boat. He walked on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid. He began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Right away, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "Your faith is so small," he said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those in the boat worshipped Jesus. They said, "You really are the Son of God." They crossed over the lake and landed at Gennesaret. Leaving that place, Jesus went to the area of Tyre and Sidon. A woman from Canaan lived near Tyre and Sidon. She came to him and cried out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. A demon controls my daughter. She is suffering terribly." Jesus did not say a word. So his disciples came to him. They begged him, "Send her away. She keeps crying out after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Then the woman fell to her knees in front of him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their owner's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. You will be given what you are asking for." and her daughter was healed at that very moment. Jesus left there. He walked along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Large crowds came to him. They brought the blind and those who could not walk. They also brought the disabled, those who could not speak, and many others. They laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed. Those who could not speak were speaking. The disabled were made well. Those not able to walk were walking. Those who were blind could see. So the people praised the God of Israel. Jesus went to the area of Caesarea Philippi. There he asked the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. No human being showed this to you. My Father in heaven showed it to you. Here is what I tell you. You are Peter. On this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell will not be strong enough to destroy it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What you lock on earth will be locked in heaven. What you unlock on earth will be unlocked in heaven." Then Jesus warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, with him. He led them up a high mountain. They were all alone. There, in front of him, his appearance was changed. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as the light. Just then Moses and Elijah appeared in front of them. Moses and Elijah were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters. One will be for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud surrounded them. A voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they were terrified. They fell with their faces to the ground. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. They came down the mountain. On the way down, Jesus told them what to do. "Don't tell anyone what you have seen," he said. "Wait until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." When they came near the crowd, a man approached Jesus. He got on his knees in front of him. "Lord," he said, "have mercy on my son. He shakes wildly and suffers a great deal. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." "You unbelieving and evil people," Jesus replied. "How long do I have to stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus ordered the demon to leave the boy, and it came out of him. He was healed at that very moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private. They asked, "Why couldn't we drive out the demon?" He replied, "Because your faith is much too small. What I'm about to tell you is true. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, it is enough. You can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." They came together in Galilee. Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be handed over to human authorities. They will kill him. On the 3rd day, he will rise from the dead." Then the disciples were filled with deep sadness. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus. They asked him, "Who is the most important person in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child over to him. He had the child stand among them. Jesus said to them, "What I'm about to tell you is true. You need to change and become like little children. If you don't, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who becomes as free of pride as this child is the most important in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. See that you don't look down on one of these little ones. Here is what I tell you. Their angels in heaven can go at any time to see my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? Suppose a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away. Won't he leave the 99 sheep on the hills? Won't he go and look for the one that wandered off? What I'm about to tell you is true. If he finds that sheep, he is happier about the one than about the 99 that didn't wander off. It is the same with your Father in heaven. He does not want any of these little ones to be lost. Peter came to Jesus. He asked, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister when they sin against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to collect all the money his servants owed him. As the king began to do it, a man who owed him millions of dollars was brought to him. The man was not able to pay, so his master gave an order. The man, his wife, his children, and all he owned had to be sold to pay back what he owed. The servant fell on his knees in front of him. Give me time, he begged. I'll pay everything back. His master felt sorry for him. He forgave him what he owed and let him go. But then that servant went out and found one of the other servants who owed him a few dollars. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he said. The other servant fell on his knees. Give me time, he begged him. I'll pay you back. But the first servant refused. Instead, he went and had the man thrown into prison. He would be held there until he could pay back what he owed. The other servants saw what had happened. It troubled them greatly. They went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the first servant in. You evil servant, he said. I forgave all that you owed me because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on the other servant just as I had mercy on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers. He would be punished until he paid back everything he owed. This is how my Father in heaven will treat each of you unless you forgive one another from your heart.